Morning. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Lichtman family. Zech Nishmas Moshe Baruch Ben Chaim Elazar, whose yurtzeit is coming Friday. I think it's okay to say it now, the 48th day of the Omer, coming up. So the neshama should have an aliyah from this and from everything. So in thinking of a topic to do the week before Shavuos, so I thought, you know, I hope that the most famous, I guess you call minhag, of the Yom Tov Shavuos is not eating cheesecake, but there's an idea, an inyan, to learn all night, the night of Shavuos. Now, the reason for that minhag, our Chazal tell us, is because despite the fact that the Jewish people were so excited about accepting the Torah, they're the ones who said Nasa v'Nishma, we're ready to do even before they heard what's in it. At the same time, human nature, people have a body and they could get lazy and they overslept and they didn't make it that morning. So the idea of a tikkun lel Shavuos is for us not to fall asleep and to be ready first thing to be mekabel the Torah, and thus the minhag to stay up all night. End of the day, pun intended, it's only a minhag, and obviously if a person is not up to staying up the whole night, one shouldn't, especially if chas v'shalom person gets sick, it could throw him off, so that's not necessarily recommended for everybody. If you're able to do it, the reza meshubach, wonderful. But even learning sometime on the night of the Shavuos, even if a person doesn't stay up all night, but to learn something on the night of the Shavuos is definitely something which would be praiseworthy, something that it's not all or nothing. You know, there are many chashuva people that don't stay up all night, but some degree of learning the night of the Shavuos is a big deal, is a special thing for that night. What I would like to focus on today is really the concept all year round of learning Torah specifically at night. And I'll show you there are makaros, there are sources for such. And it's a big deal. And I'll show in a moment some practical shilohs people might have in terms of adjusting their learning schedule. So first let me begin with the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's actually the piece in the middle of your sheets. This is Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, "Afal pi shemitzvah lilmo biyom uvalayla." Even though there's a general mitzvah to learn Torah both during the night and the day, it's both day and night. "Ein adam lo mid rov chachmasal el belayla." Person learns most of his wisdom of Torah at night. "Mafikach," therefore, Misha Rotu Lizkos Bekasara Torah, someone who wants to merit this crown of Torah, the Kesara Torah, Yizar Becholi Losov, he should be careful for every night. V'lo Ya'aved Afil Echmehem, and he shouldn't lose out even one of them. Bishina, through sleeping more, Achila, through going out to eat, Shtia, drinking, Sicha, schmoozing, you shouldn't spend the whole night just doing all these things. You should spend time learning Divrei Chachma. He says further, Ein rina shel Torah ela belayla. The song of Torah is really at night. Shenemar, like David HaMelech said, Kumi roni belayla. He says further, there's special chesed Hashem gives to someone who learns at night. He talks about the downside of a house that doesn't have Torah at night. This is a person who's able to learn, doesn't learn. Dvar Hashem baza. It's an embarrassment to Hashem. He talks, then he goes off to a topic. If a person's able to learn because he has wealth and the means, Hamevatel as the Torah me'osher. So Vatlomi only, Chazal say that he had the means to learn, and he didn't take advantage of it. So then Hashem can take away those means. And the opposite, a person learns despite the fact that he doesn't have so many means, sofa l'kaimu mayosher, the end result will be a bracha that he'll keep the Torah with a lot of wealth. That's basically what the Rambam says over here in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah. What you do see, simply from this Rambam, is there's a special inyan to learn Torah at night. He has this line that rov chachma of a person is really acquired at night. He has this line that you want the Keser Torah, you want this crown of Torah, that you shouldn't lose one night. Nighttime is a very important area that people should dedicate to learning. Oh, that's true. The Rambam in another spot talks about a person should sleep a healthy amount of time at night. Yes, but Mavdavka Tzestira, you could Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, you can learn, you can sleep, do other things, but you have to find time for everything. Once you have this Rambam, where the Rambam's advocating that people should learn Torah at night, it really brings up interesting questions. You know, people have time to learn. And I could schedule my learning. I could learn in the morning, before I go to work, whatever, before I start my day, early part of my day. Or I could learn at night. When's the better time to learn? Interesting Shaila. Just simply based on this Rambam, the Rambam is telling us there's a big inyan, there's a big idea behind learning at night. Now, I must say, obviously there are many factors that go into it. If a person knows of himself that at night he's very lethargic, he's very tired, his mind is not so focused. You know, he's been through too many coffees already that day. So maybe it's a question of learning day and night. Maybe you should spend a little more time learning during the day. Just have a segment, a little Seder, a little Chavrusa at night. This way he gets both. Really, these issues of Talmud Torah, and I guess you'd call it scheduling learning, what type of learning, shilas of Talmud Torah are really some of the most important shilas that a person will have. But not necessarily is that part of the mindset, oh, this is a question I should ask about. I decided to touch on that topic just a few weeks ago after the shir. One of our members of the shir was hanging around yeshiva, and he came to me with a question. Recently, within the neighborhood, they started different new programs of learning. He was already doing one program. And someone was trying to recruit him to switch to a different program, a different idea of learning. And he came to me with the question, what should he do? And I actually spent some time going over the milos and pros and cons of each of these programs. And despite the fact that one rabbi was pushing him, perhaps to do this other program, but he was already doing the first program, which he was having success in, and ideally, I thought the first program was better than the second program. So I didn't see the need for him to switch. And these shilas about Limud Torah, big shilas. You know, shilas don't always involve a chicken, or to involve what could I do when my AC goes off on Shabbos. You know, those are shilas we know we have to ask, you know, Rabbanim, ask rabbis. But really, like measuring one's day, managing one's day, deciding between this shir and that shir. One shir we know, the best shir Sunday morning is right here. But everything else with a schedule and Limud Torah really are important issues in a person's life. And as a rabbi, you probably don't get as much of them, those type of questions, as would be beneficial. So this type of thing, the Rambam has an idea that learning Torah at night is very important. Okay, great, it's important. That's an idea to have in one's mind. That could have ramifications in scheduling a day. But the simple application is at least to set aside some time for learning Torah at night. That's part one. The official title we called the share was Night Seder and Chinuch. And there's another Rambam here that shows another component of this issue that we're going to be talking about, the importance of learning Torah at night. If you look at the Rambam on the top of your sheets, this is Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. It's talking there about teaching students, teaching children. And it says, V'yoshim olamdim kol yom kulo, you should have these students all day in yeshiva. This is the words of the Rambam, right? It's not the modern day yeshivas that made up these long schedules. It's the Beferish Rambam. You know, the public schools might get out at 3 o'clock. The Rambam's lashon is v'yoshim olamdim kol yom kulo. They should be in yeshiva all day. Umixas min alayla, and also part of the night. Kedei lechancham loma biyomu v'alayla. In order to be mechanach them, to educate them in learning Torah in both day and night. V'olivalo tinokas klal, says you should not shut down the chadarim, the yeshivas, the young children learning at all. Chutz mi Arav Shabbosos, except for Arav Shabbos. I assume it means sometime in Arav Shabbos. Yamim tovim. Sofa yamim uv yom antomim aval b'shabbos in karm b'tchila aval shonim b'rishon. Okay, different halachas you shouldn't learn for the first time on Shabbos. The mevalit nokas afilu b'dinim beis hamikdash. Great idea. We wouldn't stop children from learning even if it comes to the building of the beis hamikdash. That's an important tinokas shel beis rabam. Children are, their Torah is very special. Okay, great. But the Mefarshim point out that Rambam's language is you're supposed to be mechanach children in learning during the day, umixas min alayla, and also at night. That's part from the Rambam, it seems, the mitzvah of chinuch. When you're sending a kid to yeshiva, when you are going about your responsibility of educating of the mitzvah of chinuch before your son's a bar mitzvah in learning Torah, that applies to learning Torah at the day, but also at night. That's what the Rambam says. Now, it's important to state a warning. I am not therefore saying that every kid, you sometimes see this, people abandon their kids in kolo, the yeshiva. Okay, you're here, kid. I want you home playing games on the computer. You're here for the next 5 hours. Like, that's not what the Rambam necessarily means. First of all, he says, Mixas min alayla. He says, part of the night. You have to know your child. You know, many kids, after a long day sitting in yeshiva, you see a Rambam over here. Look, I have to inspire my kid to sit and learn Torah. It hit me a story. I'll say it even on tape, but I'll leave out the names. My Talmidim told me a story. They were by a certain Gadol who was visiting the neighborhood, and somebody, a father, brought his young son, father's idea of a budding Talmud Chacham, to this Rosh Yeshiva. And he said, you know, my son is making a Siyam on Sisa Shidrei Mishnah. He learns all these Mishnayis. And the Rosh Yeshiva, you know, the father was expecting the Rosh Yeshiva would pat the kid on the head, pinch his cheeks. Well, future Gadol, amazing. Rosh Hashiva turned to the kid and asked, do you like playing sports? You gotta know your kids. You gotta know human tendencies. Understand where they're coming from. Many times a kid who's sitting a full day in yeshiva doesn't really have the emotional strength and the zitzfleisch, as you'd say, just to be sit there at night for a long amount of time. Okay, this is an important idea that people should know. Part of being mechanach a child is also about learning at night. Okay, mix us in a while, a part of the time. The ideal should be there. Some nights a week we have mishmar, not necessarily every night of the week. But it is an important ideal this Rambam is giving over. Question that...
Don't these two Rambams seem to be somewhat in question.
In what way?
He said, this Rambam is saying that you should learn the whole day and mikta sabayla. And the other one, he's claiming that rov chachmaso is gained belayla. So if I was setting, if I were to read that other Rambam and setting up a schedule of learning, I would make my school start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and go from 3 to 9 or something. So,
okay, interesting point. You're saying that the first Rambam that we talked about, there he talks about the maila, the tremendous advantage of learning at night, which might even supersede the day. So you're asking, the second Rambam that talks about the children, there it says you should learn the whole day and part of the night. So you're asking that should be a contradiction. Now, simply, they talk about two different things. First Rambam was talking in general adults learning. Second Rambam was talking about kids, even young kids. Now, obviously, young kids, right? No mother wants her kid up way too late. So you can't fully compare these two Rambams. By children, also the capacity.
That's a little, so when the Rambam's talking about learning all day, that's true. But if you're talking about our system of learning nowadays, where by the time, your average yeshiva, or like here in my Torah's MS or any yeshivas here, they come in the morning, they don't start learning till like 9, and they learn till, I don't know, maybe 3 hours or so. So I don't know why it would be so bad to schedule those 3 hours from 5 to 8 or something, certainly in the winter.
Also, you got to find Rebbeim who's going to teach at night, I'm not sure too many wives would be so happy about that one. But hold on. So you see from this Rambam, once again, the concept of learning Torah at night, and he's applying it that that's part of chinuch. Educating children also has to have this element of learning Torah at night. Now, a question that I found Mefarshim ask is, why is this important in the midst of chinuch, of educating children? Seemingly, the mitzvah, every mitzvah in the Torah, as a parent, before the child becomes a bar mitzvah, when the child reaches the age of what you call chinuch, when he's able to process and understand mitzvahs, so you're supposed to guide him, you're supposed to teach him. So when your child is young, you give him a nice kosher set of lulav and esrog, you get him to eat matzah on Pesach, slowly you build up mitzvah by mitzvah. Yeah, so including in that is the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Obviously, a kid should be learning Torah before he reaches bar mitzvah. But why do we have this focus? You have to learn Torah this way, where part of the time the kid is going to learn is at night. Why is that part of the mitzvah? Where does that come from? Why do we need that? Didn't the kid learn enough during the day? So, I found some people that suggest, might even be a Yavitz, that the mitzvah we're talking about over here is the mitzvah of Vigisabo Yomim Valayla. The one should learn Torah day and night. And this itself is an important understanding within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is, besides being famous for the Musar movement, he has one particular piece in the Sefer Or Yisrael where he delineates that there are really two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, a very important ideal. There are two mitzvahs of learning Torah. One mitzvah, as we just mentioned, v'gisabo yomim v'layla, that a person should learn day and night. Day and night, to the best of one's ability, a person should learn Torah. Now really, Torah is anything. It means chumash, shnai mikra, nach, including Tehillim, mishnayis, gemara, whatever a person wants. Involving oneself in learning Torah is v'gisabo yomim v'layla. But then there's a second mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which actually Rabbi Sol Salanter says takes precedence over the first. That second mitzvah of learning Torah is the mitzvah of v'shinantam levanecha, which, okay, there's an element obviously of teaching one's children, but it also means that a person's own Torah learning should be sharp, should be clear. And the Rebbe Rabbi Sol Salanter explains it. That is the mitzvah of knowing how to learn. Torah should be sharp. You should understand it clearly, well, to the extent you'll be able to paskin hashayla aliva dehilchasa, or at least present a question to a rav for clarity, the best way to answer that shayla. It means having a great understanding in Torah. That's the mitzvah of shinantum uvanecha. So what seems like over here, in terms of the mitzvah of ishinantum uvanecha, of acquiring the skills on learning how to learn Torah, that ability a child could have just in his time learning in the day in yeshiva. For that, he wouldn't necessarily need to also learn Torah at night. Perhaps those skills already could be developed in the morning. There's no set amount of time to be mekayim v'shinantum uvanecha. So, seemingly a kid will tell you, learning enough Torah during the day, that's v'shinantum uvanecha. What the Rambam must be talking about over here, to learn Torah, the mitzvah specifically, to teach a child at night, that has to be to give over this ideal of the higisa bo yom v'layla. The Torah you have to learn both day and night. That's the ideal. Yes?
Is that the source of night seder?
So, I think so. Really, this whole presentation, which I'd like to get to the bottom of it, learning Torah at night, really is, I think, the source of night seder within yeshivas. And hopefully, whatever better understanding we get in that, can appreciate it more. I remember when I was a kid, a child, figuring out where I want to go from the Sefta. So I was counting, you know, the night seders and this yeshiva versus that yeshiva. You know, I'll pick the one that plus. In retrospect, it was a good choice.
You also have the idea of the Talmud Torah connected to Kulam and the Gemara, where we learn out the purpose of Talmud Torah connected to Kulam is that when you're learning in order to be able to live your life properly. So,
right.
Therefore, that would be something you would want to do with Lila.
Okay, excellent. You know, it depends if you could really consider that. If that's really part of Ishinantam Lavanecha, you acquire that ability. You're talking more of the concept of Torah's Mevi L'Day Maisa.
Right.
So, of course, once a person learns Torah, that affects his every action, because now everything he does in life could be governed by his Torah understanding, and that will lead to actions and mitzvos of proper conduct the whole day. Correct. But that might be in terms of performing mitzvahs. We're talking here about the ideal of learning Torah. How much time does one have to spend? So Vishinatul Vinacha says, okay, you have to dedicate time to acquire an understanding in Torah. For Vishinatul Vinacha, you're allowed to take breaks. You're allowed to do different things which will stimulate one's learning. That's where Rabbi Sol Salanter says that Vishinantum Vanecha takes precedence over Vigisabol Yom Valaila, over that second mitzvah to learn day and night. Because if the main thing is to acquire a better understanding, therefore you'll keep mitzvahs better, you'll know what to do in all situations. So that mitzvah says, hey, if you need to take a rest so your mind will be clearer when you learn Torah, so be it.
Or how broadly or narrowly are you defining chinuch altogether, leaving Torah altogether? Are you defining it as when you open up a sefer and you're reading in a sefer or something close to that? Or are you defining learning Torah as, you know, say the boys out in the basketball court learning how to interact appropriately with each other?
Right. Interesting. Right. The simple, right. I guess what we're going to try to do today is give a balance between Talmud Torah and, in particular, this mitzvah of chinuch, of learning at night. Now, on this, I guess you call first approach, where is the Rambam coming from with this ideal that you have to teach kids to learn at night? And the first answer is, oh, it's based on the Gisabel Yom of Alayla. that you have to give over this concept that you have to learn Torah both day and night. So I found Rabbi Rucham Olshin brings down that there's a major machlokas of the Rishonim on the mitzvah of chinuch. He said, of course, you have to teach a kid to do mitzvos, right? Your dal minim, your matzah, tefillin, all these things is the mitzvah of chinuch. But does chinuch have to go in every individual prat of the mitzvah? Or just a general concept of the mitzvahs? Of course, you have to do the mitzvah al pi halacha. But let's say there are certain milos in mitzvos. Is that also part of chinuch? And he brings out the machlokas rishonim. The Rav holds, yeah, maybe it's Rashi and Rashi Sukkah too, that one has to be machanach, when educate a kid, a child, in all aspects of a mitzvah. Of course, all the halachas, but even additional milos, additional other areas of a mitzvah. While the Rambam Shita is no, all the Yechti Mechanach, a child, is a general mitzvah. If that's so, then it's furthermore hard to understand. I'm sending my kid to yeshiva. We'll talk about later. I'm paying my tuition. My child is learning. Why do you have to insist he also learns at night? You're going to tell me because the chinuch and the mitzvah, v'gizu yom v'layla? Who says I have to do chinuch in the mitzvah v'gizu yom v'layla? Why is not chinuch in v'shinantum v'necha, in Talmud Torah, and learning how to learn enough? That is a question that I found people are troubled by. Now a second question, which is even harder to understand, is something the Gra brings down. If you ever read these Gras, the Vilna Gaon in his Perush and Shulchan Aruch is one of the most cryptic Perushim you could ever find. He just says a few short words, and of course he wants you to reference and understand where he's coming from. In the modern day, they have a few different Svarim, which spend, you know, pages and pages just showing you what the Gra meant in those short lines. So there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph on the Beis. It's referenced by the Gra here in Shulchan Aruch. But let me read to you the Gemara. B'lozor agado omer, mechamisha also ba'al ve'elech, toshes kochol shulchama. Gemara says that from the 15th of Av and onward, the strength of the sun went down. So practically speaking, in the olden days when they would be busy in woodwork, cutting down trees, so at that point they were not so dried out. They wouldn't be involved in this manual labor. So mikan ve'elach to Moses Yosef, whoever is able to add on more nights to learning Torah, adds on life. Udelo Moses Yosef, and if he doesn't add on, so the Gemara explains my Yosef. What does it mean? Sorry, Yosef. Amar of Yosef tikrevei ime. Sounds like a curse. His mother will bury him. This is a Gemara, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in Bava Basra. Simply put, what the Gemara seems to be saying, this Gemara has multiple reasons. Why is Tu B'Av a happy day? So we probably know the most famous answer in the Gemara there is because of Shidduchim. That was the day that they had some Shidduch event. So okay, Tu B'Av was a happy day. But the other pshat the Gemara says, Tu B'Av was the beginning of a time period where people had more time to learn at night. And from somebody who took advantage of it, that's tremendous bracha that comes to a person. But if someone doesn't take advantage, then Pashas and Gemara sounds like a klala, sounds like some curse. And the Gra, Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea, Simen Reish, Mem Hei, on the bottom of your sheets, the Gra writes, Shulchan Aruch says, Yoshim Momamdim Ko Yom. This is talking about teaching children. You learn with them the entire day. The Ksas Me'al Laila, a little bit of the night. Right? Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, the Beis Yosef, is paraphrasing the words of the Rambam. That's a source of this halacha. Kedei lechanchem lomo b'yom u'layla. In order to be mechanach children, that they should learn both day and night. So this is our halacha. The halacha of teaching a child they should learn at night. The importance of night seder. What would we say the source of this halacha is? The Bir Agra gives us the sources behind halacha. So okay, it's the Rambam. Okay, great. Where did the Rambam get it from? So I would expect him to write the mitzvah of the Gisabo Yom of Alayla. That's not what the Gra quotes. You look in the Gra in Sivkot and Chaf, he writes a source for this halacha, Kamasha Kazu Basof Tainis, Ubo Basra, to Mosif Yosef, to Lo Mosif Yasef. He just paraphrased that Gemara. Then he writes, Veloshen Tikvere Ime. The language the Gemara uses that one's mother would bury him, Lo Shayech Ela Bitinokos. That language is not applicable except by young children. And therefore, that's where the source of halacha that a young child should be learning at night, because otherwise this concept of osikve ime. So firstly, you see, he's not learning the simple pshat, that the basis of this halacha that he's supposed to learn at night is just simply v'gisabal yom v'layla. It's not what the Gra quotes. But further than that...
Your other kasha.
Oh.
I know that maybe he's goofy saying that.
Right.
If you just quote that halacha, you might say that that does not apply. Who's told you that that applies?
In a chanami. So that's a proof.
So he has this
right.
Gemara.
Maskam. 100%. But then he adds, really this Gemara is very hard to understand according to the way the Gra is learning. But there's a pretty sharp penalty, right? It's quite unfathomable to understand that the idea of teaching a child, right? Tinokos, we're talking about young children. The young children, you have to insist they learn something at night. Where does that come from? Right, this is not the boot camp.
That's what I was going to say.
I know my people. It sounds like such a strange halacha. This the Gra is bringing down the importance of learning Torah at night, and that's the source. Tikrve ime. Yikes! Sounds scary. So, I found one approach to understanding this idea. In the Sefer from Yeruchim Olshin, Yireach Lamo Adam. And interesting, he first brings a Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer is on the back of one sheet, who, if you look about six lines from the top. In the middle of the line, he quotes the Rambam, Perek Beis, Mitalmud Torah, Machnisim Esatina Lislamed. You're supposed to make sure a child learns. Milamdim Kol Yom Kulo, Mixas Min Alayla. You're supposed to teach this child all day and part of the night. Kedei Lechancham Lomud B'Yom V'Alayla. V'Chein Pasuk V'Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea, Sim Reish Men Vav. Okay? V'Lo Noda Lanu me ein loze. I don't know where the Rambam, where the Shulchan Aruch get this halacha from. It's interesting. You see, even the Chassam Sofer was struggling with understanding the source of this halacha. Where do we know that you have to teach children Torah specifically at night? Where does that come from? He also didn't easily vote, hey, isn't there a mitzvah of Yigisa B'Yom V'Layla? You should learn day and night. You should always be learning. He didn't simply vote for that. That's not the Makor. He specifically went off to this Gemara. Or the Gra went to this Gemara. He found it. So where does it come from? Where is this idea, the importance of teaching children specifically at night? What's that based on? And especially to answer that other question that... that if one does, one takes advantage of that, you get bracha. But chas v'shalom, one doesn't take advantage of that, there's a klala. That sounds pretty harsh. So, I'll show you the approach that Rabbi Ruchem Olshan presents. He bases it on Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, this is a piece in Yeridea where he's sort of struggling with how far does the chiyuv of a parent to a child go in terms of teaching Torah? Does a parent have to teach a child simply Mikra, Chumash, Tanakh? Or does it go beyond that, the Torah Shebaal Peh? How far is the chiyuv over there? And he brings different Gemaras, a very interesting Gemara in Kedusha. He talks about a parent and a child. You know, the father would like to learn in yeshiva. Maybe the father is learning yeshiva, he's still in Kollel. And they don't have enough means for both the father and the child to learn. Who comes first? So, if the money is by the father, right? So there is a din of Chiyach HaKolmin, that in general, we look at things that your life comes first. You have to worry about oneself before worrying about somebody else, even including a child. The Gemara, though, does stipulate, well, it depends. If your child has more of a capacity to succeed in learning Torah than yourself, then it's Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says, okay, you know what? Pass the buck, literally, to the child. Right? And give your child that opportunity. Yeshiva, we always joke. Parents say, yeah, you know, I couldn't sit in yeshiva. My kid, I want him to sit. Okay? You have to know. Could be the kid has less capacity. Who knows? But, yeah. So the Chazon Ish is weighing all these different Gemaras. One Gemara says, right, he quotes also the Mishnah Pirkei Avos of Mishnah and Pirkei Avos says only when you're 15 does one learn Gemara, does one start Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, you have to know that Mishnah. Mishnah also says by 18 you should be married. You know, not necessarily are all those benchmarks today the same as we would say. They're concepts of at least an order of how far to go in doing things. The Chazon Ish comes out, I'll read from like 10 lines from the bottom of the bottom piece. He writes the following. V'nira, the mitzvah saseh am yuchedes b'limud b'no, this specific mitzvah the Torah gives us in teaching one's child. Eina ela mikra, k'dmas b'gamar. That mitzvah, v'lamatam v'nechem, is chiefly talking about the basis, the foundation, teaching one chumash. Mil adayna av chayiv b'chinuch b'no, lishmor darchei Hashem. Even after the child has the basics of Torah, you still have to make sure that your child follows the right path. She'ikr b'zeh liman haTorah. How do you make sure your child follows the right path? Teach him Torah. V'nischayiv limdo umnis. And if the Torah requires, if there's a responsibility on a parent, the parents to make sure that the child has a trait, child has a means of earning parnasa, that is one of the responsibilities the Torah says a parent has to have for a child. Why does one have to make sure that a child has the ability to earn a parnasa? Yishum t'chiyusihi, because that's part of living, that's part of making sure your child lives. So the Chazon Ish writes, kol shekein Torah shemotzo motzei chayim. If that's true, a parent has a responsibility to make sure his kid can earn a parnasa. Certainly, kol shekein, he has to make sure that his child has the ability to learn Torah, because we call Torah shemotzo motzei chayim. Al shebezeh yefshel lahagbel l'chol adam. In terms of this second area of making sure that a child's able to learn Torah, beyond that, you can't make definitive statements for all people. Can't put everyone in the box. The ish ish kafim al yaso ben ma'isim utchono b'yitzro yisparach. It depends on the person's abilities. It depends on your level of bitachon, of faith in Hashem, how far these things go. And therefore, he says, that's what's going on over here in the Rambam. That's what's going on here in the different Gemaras. That there is a baseline chiyuv of chinuch that a parent has to provide for a child. But beyond that, there's also this other concept that Torah's life, if you have to teach a kid a trade, you got to make sure the kid has some degree, some means of earning a parnasa. Like kol shekein, you have to make sure the child knows how to learn. Now, based on this concept of the Chazon Ish, this Sefer Yerech L'Ma'adim wants to say that maybe that explains this mitzvah of chinuch. Where does the mitzvah of chinuch to learn both day and night come from? Because part of a parent teaching a child is you have to give over this message that Torah is life. As we say, you know, in davening, ki hein chayenu v'orech yomenu, v'hem nege yomim v'layla. Right? Torah is our life, and that's something that we spend our time both day and night. That's part of the message that a parent has to give over to a child. Now, when's the best time to give over that message? Think about it. You know, a person comes home from work. It's a long, tough day. And obviously the first thing you'd like to eat a nice dinner, relax a little bit. For someone to, at night, after a long day, to set aside time to learn Torah is a big deal. It's been a long day, a lot going on, a lot of stressors, a lot of pressures. It's obviously much easier just to sit back on a couch and relax. But to walk away from that at some point and to spend time learning is a big expression of what you call Kiyem Chayinu. The Torah is an important thing. It's an important facet of being a Jew. And I'm going to learn Torah even after a long day. So people learning Torah at night in general is an amazing expression of Kiheim Chayinu V'Arachameinu. The Torah is not just a, you know, like any other chachma. It's not like science, not like math. It's our lives. As was mentioned before, it's our guidebook for, will affect every mitzvah we do, every action we do. So to do that after a long day is a big expression of Kiheim Chayinu. So says Rabbi Rucham Olshin, that's why there's a mitzvah of teaching specifically children they should learn Torah at night too. That for the rest of their lives, they have this ideal that you always have to learn. Not just during the day, but also at night. An important thing to inculcate in children when they're young, when the years in yeshiva. Bez Hashem, when a person leaves yeshiva, you were already educated. Torah is something, not just for the day, not just for back in the day when I learned in yeshiva. But Torah is also, for now, whenever I can, to learn at night. Beautiful idea. That's why Rabbi Rucham Olshin says we have to educate children, that they have to learn both day and night. And he says further, perhaps I could also explain the Gra and that Gemara and Baba Basra, that if one doesn't take advantage of this, if one takes advantage of those extra time in the night from Tuba Av and on, get bracha. Chas v'shalom, someone doesn't, there's klala, there's a curse, even for children. This is some responsibility that parents have to give over this lesson because it's such an important aspect of Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah has to be keim chayenu, something we do both day and night, even beyond the base level of chinuch, there has to be this message that Torah is our lives, and we do it all the time. I think beautiful, inspiring, nice idea. As everybody knows in yeshiva, you know, it could be the most flowery, beautiful speech, but we always teach everybody to analyze it intellectually, clearly, and Nias Deity doesn't sound so posh. Really, the whole idea that the Sefer Yerach L'Ma'adim explains the Rambam in Perek Gimel, why is it Why is it that the main limud Torah is at night? So he's just saying this practical, because that's when people have time. That's how he explains it. The Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, is talking about Baal Batim. It's talking about people who don't have time during the day to learn Torah. He's talking with him about everybody, people even learning Torah during the day. Also at night, there's an inyan to learn Torah. Maybe innately there's some maila about learning at night.
Maybe there's fewer distractions.
Fewer distractions might be a better time. Okay, perhaps.
Isn't there also a, I mean, there's chinuch by a cholal or a yeshiva to malabatim, to kids, to everybody. I mean, there's a line. Like you said, if Balabatim are working during the day, right? And so, yeah, so a Rebbe has his job during the day as well with the kids. But now all of a sudden...
At night, it's time to learn.
Night comes, and the Talmidim switch.
Right? Good point. Yeah, for everyone, you're saying there's a certain mile and certain distractions people might have during the day, even if they're involved in Torah, you're adding. Yeah, that could be. But definitely what bothers me worse is... the way he tries to explain the Gra.
It also says get up at night. It says get up, maybe it means get up early.
That's Dovid HaMelech.
We want to go later, that's the
source.
Right.
It says it means after you go to work. Early.
Right.
So
could be Dovid got up to say Tikkun Chatzos, you know.
If you get up before...
You could take naps at night, too.
If you get up before Alos and Shachar, does that count as the learning at night?
Interesting point. Yeah. If you get up before Alos... You know, you sometimes have these shiurim that go on, the Daf Yomi share, or some share before davening. Many times, that's still considered a night when you're learning over there.
That's my best learning.
Excellent point. Excellent. Yeah. But it still, to me, sounds quite hard to hear this harsh punishment of Tikkur Ve'imei. Okay, it's a nice ideal of Kiyem Chayenu, but like, what? Where do you get such a punishment? That if one doesn't take advantage of this, it's Tikkur Ve'imei. So I'd like to offer an alternative shot in explaining these Rambams. And really, I guess where I got it from is the language of the Rambam, over the first Rambam we read in Perek Gimel. The Rambam wrote, should be careful about every night. Don't even lose one of them. Why is he so focused on every night? Okay, so I miss a night. What's the big deal? I think the message that Rambam is trying to give us is the concept of consistency. Consistency specifically when it comes to Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is something... which, look, you can have somebody that learns, look, when I have free time, I'll learn now, I'll learn a week later, I'll learn again, I'm learning Torah. But it's not just spurts of Torah. Torah is something that, to have the ultimate effect on a person, has to be something which is constant. Day in, day out, time and time, without a hefsek, without a break. Now, obviously, you have to take breaks to sleep, you have to take breaks to eat, you have to take breaks from involvement, whatever a person needs. But in general, the concept should be learning Torah is something which has to be done consistently. And that's perhaps why the Rambam makes a big idea of learning Torah at night. Because even in a scenario where one learned Torah during the day, already had some Seder during the day, but now there's another time period. The way we view the world is vayera vayivoker. There's periods of day, there's periods of night. Every period needs a consistent limud HaTorah. So just because I learned in the day doesn't mean I shouldn't learn at night. If I go a whole night without learning Torah, I'll lose out my streak. I'll lose out my consistency. To be consistent, we know, is one of the hardest things. Right? Most famous baseball record, which will probably never be broken, right? 56-game winning streak, game hitting streak, the Joe D, Right? That's something day in and day out, day in and day out, to do something consistently is very tough. So that's the concept of learning Torah at night. That no time should go without, no period of time should go without Limud HaTorah. And that perhaps is why there's a chiyuv to do chinuch on that with children. And to me, this is mind-boggling. It just hit me, this whole concept, last night. And I'd like to seemingly find more sources that this could explain. But why is it there's a mitzvah of chinuch by children? The simple idea is, look, we said before, I'm teaching you how to perform this X, Y, and Z mitzvahs. So Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, so the Torah expects us as parents, as Rebbeim, to educate children in these mitzvahs. But perhaps by Talmud Torah there's an added aspect. Since there's a concept of by Talmud Torah that you have to have a certain consistency, that concept, it's not supposed to be just when a child turns bar mitzvah. Now let's start the clock now. What the Torah wants is a child should already be accustomed to learning before he's a bar mitzvah. Start the process that he's learning, that there shouldn't be a hefsek. He's learning yesterday, he's learning tomorrow. He's learning in the morning, he's learning at night. The concept of a continuity, of a consistency, that's really the idea behind chinuch and Talmud Torah when someone's a child. And that message has to be given to learn both day and night. If a child would only be taught Torah's learning during the day and Torah's not learning during the night, he'd be missing this essential aspect of Torah. Torah has to be consistent, constantly, day and night. Of course there's time for breaks. Of course there are things that have to be done. But every period of time, each day and each night, there should be some point in learning. And perhaps this could also explain the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara is not offering a klala. The Gemara is not talking about a punishment. Chas v'shalom. What the Gemara is saying is someone who doesn't take advantage of teaching their child Torah, tikrvei imei is not a curse. It says, unfortunately, you missed out on an opportunity. Mu'uva shel yochel yiskon. There are certain opportunities in life you can't get back. When the Gemara uses the language, you buried the child, it doesn't literally mean that the child is chayv misa, chas v'shalom. What it means is you missed an opportunity. You had a chance to teach, give over to the children this ideal that they have a continuity in learning Torah, and you missed that opportunity. They weren't educated with that. They weren't in this regilus to constantly learn day and night. You miss something, an opportunity they may not have the chance later to get. I'd like to end with two stories. Both of them, within the past few days, I was affected by. I guess one happened to me and the other one I heard. First story, I call the person Kenny. Randomly, in yeshiva one day, someone comes looking for me, Kenny. Who's Kenny? Never met him before. Some nice 18-year-old boy. He actually had a Jewish education, K through 12. Jewish education, I don't mean he went to yeshiva, but he had some degree of Jewish education. And this kid really had a desire to learn Torah. Somewhere along the line, he picked up that he wanted to learn. And he wanted to go to yeshiva. Fortunately, you know, obviously you cannot judge these situations and you know people's backgrounds, but his parents did not want him going to yeshiva. He said, look, a lot of my friends are going off to Israel for a gap year. His parents insisted he not go to yeshiva, but he was able to get them to go to Israel, and he was able to learn for a few hours a day in Israel. That few hours a day only whetted his appetite. He wanted more. He is going, as Hashem, after the summer, starting an Ivy League college up north. He had 1 month of time. which is, I guess his parents gave him, and he knew about the yeshiva over here. He asked, hey, can I come to your yeshiva for a month? Talk about mazel. Come on, it's like yeshiva's going away. We do summer's mazel, going to New York. We're not staying here in Florida. And Kenny is only able to stay here and learn. He wanted to be part of the yeshiva. He wanted to learn more than just learning in an art scroll. He wanted to learn how to learn. Mash, my heart felt for him. You know, I told him I'll try to do whatever I can to find some situation for him over here that he can learn. And I'm working on it. You know, I'm going to hurry. I'll try myself to see if I could learn with him. But, like, I thought of it. Like, so sad. Here's a kid, obviously a bright head. Here, which Ivy League school he's going to is quite impressive. Wanted to learn. He never got accustomed to it. He never had that opportunity to. There's one in his whole life, according to, there's one little window of a month to set aside to yeshiva. In contrast, this weekend, yeshiva has this graduation Shabbos. And a beautiful event. They have the parents and all the children, the Rebbeim, people involved in the yeshiva come together. They have meals over Shabbos, like a Shavuot Brachos, like an Ofruf. And one of the parents got up and gave an amazing speech. He said, Baruch Hashem, he sent two children through yeshiva. And he said, you know, with all the tuition I paid, boy, I could have... I'll tell you what he said, how much tuition he paid. He said, I could have had a couple Maseratis, a couple Porsches. He even added some utility truck to the mix. He says, meanwhile, I'm going around driving a 2000 Volvo.
That's a tape player.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Look what I gave up. But I think based on this concept that we see here today, not just about learning night seder. It's about giving over what Torah is, the consistency to learn Torah day and night, every period of time. I'll tell you, passing up those Maseratis and Porsches, even if you're in a Volvo, you got the better of the deal. And really, you know, it's a lesson in educating children, but it's also a lesson for us. The importance of learning Torah every day and every night is something which is a lesson not just for the people that our families that see us learning, to see us leaving our homes in the early morning or late at night to have some time to dedicate to learning, but it's also a message to us what the importance of Limud HaTorah is, the consistency in doing it, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should take that to the Yontif of Shavuos, that should be a schus for our own personal Kabbalah HaTorah. Thank you very much. Have a good Yontif.